Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County Schools will conduct an intruder safety drill for staff next Tuesday, the 4th, as a part of the district's ongoing commitment to school safety and emergency preparedness. Superintendent Josh Engel says the training will involve district employees and will be conducted in partnership with local law enforcement, emergency management, fire and rescue personnel, and EMS. The exercise will take place at Dade Middle School. Again, that's Tuesday morning, the 4th, where residents can expect to see an increased presence of emergency vehicles and first responders. School officials stress the activity is only a planning session, only a training exercise designed to strengthen emergency response procedures and improve staff preparedness. They say regular safety drills are an important part of maintaining a safe learning environment for students and staff. The public is encouraged to be aware of the increased traffic around Dade Middle next Tuesday morning and understand it is part of a scheduled training exercise. A Trenton man has died following injuries he suffered in an automobile accident. 34-year-old Jacob Lee Amason passed away Tuesday after being injured in a car crash near the Haletown exit on I-24. THP is investigating the accident. No other information has been released at this time. A Marion County High School teacher is receiving statewide recognition. Kelly McElhaney, who's an English teacher at Marion County High School, has been named the Southeast Region finalist for the 26-27 Teacher of the Year Award for the state of Tennessee. The Tennessee Department of Education selected McElhaney as one of 9 regional finalists statewide and one of 3 finalists representing East Tennessee. She now advances to the interview phase of the competition. At the statewide and divisional winners will be announced this fall at the Tennessee Excellence in Education Awards. Marion County High School and the school system congratulate McElhaney on the achievement, praising her dedication to students and wishing her success in the final round. The second annual Dade County Fire Department's Benefit Rodeo gets underway tonight at the Trailblazer Saddle Club here in Trenton. The two-night event is tonight and tomorrow evening, with rodeo action starting at 8 each evening. Proceeds to benefit Dade County's volunteer fire departments. Fans can enjoy bull riding, ranch bronc riding, got barrel racing, mutton busting for the kids, live entertainment, vendors, and a kids zone. Featured performers will be Mark Northall, Johnny Allen, Tim Wild Thing Leopard and Team Ghost Riders, Ginger Duke, and Calvin Graham. General admission is $15 for adults, $10 for kids, and VIP tickets for $40, including food and live music. Advance tickets are available at SuperBullUSA.com, or you can buy them at the gate. Organizers inviting everybody to bring the family for a weekend of rodeo excitement while supporting the brave men and women of the Dade County Fire Departments. In sports, the Atlanta Braves continue their 4-game weekend series with the Nationals tonight at Truist Park. The Ford Leadoff Show starts us off at 6 o'clock tonight. The first pitch, 7:15 this evening, here on your 30-year home of the Atlanta Braves, Classic Hits KWIN. And NASCAR has the weekend off. There's no cup race scheduled on Sunday. Only 2 times during the season does NASCAR ever take off. This is the second of those weekends for this season. The Cup Series resumes next weekend, Sunday the 9th, at Iowa, where drivers will battle on the short track starting about 3:30 in the afternoon. We'll join after the Braves game next Sunday afternoon. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date 24/7 at discoverdade.com and here on the radio, your home of the Atlanta Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.